Welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast, hosted by me, Renee O'Neill. I'm your host, life and business coach for mums, and a mum of two myself. I'm here to help you be the present mum you're wanting to be, whilst also having a successful business, because you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You have come to the right place if you're a mum who dreams of time and financial freedom and wants to be fulfilled in life alongside motherhood. This podcast is a place where you can come to be inspired and empowered whilst also getting tangible tips, advice, and strategies to help you in your life and business. So let's dive in. Welcome back to the Mum Boss Podcast. And if you are new here, thank you so much for clicking on this episode to tune into. And I hope that if you are new and you've decided to start with this episode, I hope that you are not dealing with sickness in your house, because it is just not fun at all. So this past week or two just hasn't gone to plan for me at all. And don't you just love when that happens? Sickness hit our family and it was really bad timing, if I'm honest. And I honestly don't think there's ever a good time for sickness. Sickness sucks at any moment, but sometimes it comes when you really don't want it to as well. And so what had happened was we had a death within our wider family, and because we were home sick, it meant that I wasn't able to attend the funeral, which really was, I was gutted by that, to be honest. And so that wasn't ideal. We've also had another family member receive a diagnosis and we haven't been able to be there to support because we're physically unwell and physically unable to be with that person. And so, you know, life is throwing a few lemons at the moment, which is not great. It's not ideal, but that's life, isn't it? You know, these things happen. And, you know, it can be hard to navigate dealing with life things when you're a mum. You know, you still need to show up for your kids. And, you know, you're also running a business. And, you know, our businesses need us as well. And especially if you're a solopreneur, like we are a one-woman show, you know, everything lies and falls back on us. And so it can be really difficult when you're navigating, dealing with life things, dealing with sickness, when you're a mum and when you also have a business. And this is the very reason why I have contingency plans in place to help when these moments hit, when these things strike, especially sickness, which comes so out of the blue, you don't expect it to come. And so we're now in winter here in Australia. And so with that, unfortunately, comes seasonal sickness. And having two kids at school just is a recipe for germs to be brought home. And unfortunately, that's already happened and winter has only just begun. So fingers crossed for me that this is the only sickness we have to deal with this winter. I really hope that is the case. So planning ahead makes a really big difference. You know, being able to schedule ahead of time takes the pressure off when you need to take some time off without creating too much hassle. You know, having automation set up that work and run in the background makes a big difference. So let's look at how this time played out for me. Once sickness hit, my business hit pause. I only checked emails and DMs and comments on social media when I felt physically and mentally like I was able to, when I actually felt like I wanted to do those things. Otherwise, I just didn't. You know, I just left those things, and you know what? Nothing bad happened. We can ignore our social media and it actually not be the end of the world. I know, crazy, shock, horror. But, you know, in particular, if you're someone who does show up consistently on socials, taking some time off won't be disruptive to you or your business. In fact, for you, you know, it might end up being just the break that you actually needed. And crazily, I personally found my engagement rates actually went up when I did return to socials after having a break. So that was kind of like a nice little perk. It wasn't deliberate, obviously, but it was a nice little perk to know that it hadn't actually affected anything. And, you know, that really made me think like, oh, okay, so a break every so often is actually a good thing all around. And, you know, in terms of social media posts, I did have them scheduled in advance. And this is something that I always do because you never know when you're going to need to take some time off or when you're going to be distracted with some other things. You know that you've got your social media content planned in advance, and it's something you just don't have to think about when you're in the midst of a busy season of life, sickness, whatever it might be. And so how I do that is when I feel inspired, that is when I actually create my content copy. So I use Trello, which is a project management program. Some people use Asana, some people use ClickUp. There's all different types. I use Trello because it's what I've always used and I love it. I find it really good. And I also have the Trello app on my phone. So when the inspiration strikes, I grab my phone, if I'm not near my laptop or computer, and I will type up the copy. Then when I actually have my scheduled business time, that is when I then go on and create the Canva image to put with the copy, and then I schedule it into the Meta Business Suite ahead of time. So for those of you who are not familiar, Meta Business Suite is quite simply Meta's program in where you can schedule your posts, you can schedule your stories, you can schedule reels, all kinds of things. And because it's their program, I just find it really user-friendly, it's free, it's really good. So if you're not already using a program to schedule your social media content, this might be just what you need. And, you know, it's amazing when you start doing this, how far in advance you can actually have your content scheduled. Plus, by keeping a copy of the content text and the image in a program like Trello, you can so easily repurpose your content as well. You know, you just change the image, you might shake up the wording, or you might just simply, you know, copy and paste the whole thing if it was a post from a while ago. And so repurposing just really is a game changer when it comes to working smarter, not harder in business. You know, you don't need to reinvent the wheel and create a new piece of content every single time. You can simply repurpose content that you've already created previously. So, you know, things like you might have old blog posts that you could turn into not just one, but maybe a few pieces of social media content. The same with your emails that you've sent out to your email list. Or if you have a podcast or any pre-recorded masterclasses, you can use an audio to text transcriptions program to turn the audio into text that you can then use to turn into many different pieces of content. So there are just some ideas for you on how you can so easily create multiple pieces of content from maybe one piece of content or previous posts that you've done. You know, when it came to my own podcast while we were sick, you might have noticed that I missed last week. Last week, there was no new episode. And, you know, perhaps for some of you, you didn't notice at all. You were like, oh, didn't even notice that there was no episode last week. And I think it's interesting because sometimes we think people are paying attention to every little thing, but often they are so consumed and busy with their own lives, their own things, that they don't actually notice. So for me, I was thinking, oh my gosh, everyone's going to notice that I didn't post an episode last week. Oh my gosh, end of the world. And you know what? Most people didn't notice, and that's okay. But, you know, despite having a bank full of pre-recorded guest episodes, because again, I do them in advance as well. So I've got multiple amounts of guest episodes already recorded, already sitting there ready to go, I had no solo episodes pre-recorded. And it was actually on my list of things to accomplish for the week we got sick to do some intro recordings and do a few solo episode recordings so that I could actually schedule some of these in advance. And even though I had my guest episodes that I could have published, because I'd lost my voice, I couldn't actually record the intro for them. So I simply just decided I'm going to just miss this week, which isn't something I like to do, if I'm honest, because I really do pride myself on being consistent and always showing up. But the reality is, I actually wasn't able to. And, you know, there are already 140 plus episodes here on the Mum Boss podcast that you can tune into and listen to. And so, you know, having last week's episode not there, for those that might have noticed that, it was then, I guess, that opportunity for them to go back and listen to a prior episode that they might not have listened to, or re-listen to an episode that they already knew was really juicy and full of value because I'd listened to it before. And so, you know, I was just thinking to myself, there's just so many incredible episodes to devour. It's not going to hurt if I miss a week. Now, whilst I was sick and also caring for my family, my clients were notified, you know, but I was still coaching and engaging with them through our WhatsApp support. So I'd lost my voice, not fully, but, you know, I sounded horrendous. And so I had to revert to texting, not voice noting, which isn't ideal. I really love voice noting because I think you can really get the feel for what someone's saying. You can kind of get the gist of it. Words can just sometimes feel a little harsher. So I prefer to voice note. Plus, to be honest, time productivity wise, it's so much quicker to voice note. But regardless, they still had my support during that time because I was still able to message them and still coach and give that support that they needed. Thankfully, I only needed to reschedule one one-on-one client who, when I made the call and said, you know, look, I'm so sorry, I need to postpone because we're sick, she was actually glad because she felt like she was coming down with something herself. And so it's always interesting how these things happen like that. And it's almost like the universe delivers just what you need in those moments as well. Now, with my R&R group coaching clients, so the clients inside of my group coaching program, Reset and Reignite, I did also decide to cancel their live training and coaching call as I knew I needed to be in the right energy and physical space to deliver and host that training and that coaching. And, you know, giving them all of my energy and you know, high vibe energy, not sick energy. And, you know, I like to give my clients my all. And if I'm not in the capacity to do so, it is actually best for my clients to postpone as well. So what I did in this instance, because Reset and Reignite is a 10-week group coaching program, I actually offered them two options and then allowed them as a collective to decide what they would prefer. They could either have the group coaching program extended by a week, which actually meant that they would get WhatsApp unlimited support for an additional week than they'd signed up for. Or when I'm able, I would pre-record the training that was scheduled and I would offer each person a 30-minute one-on-one coaching session. So they all voted, and ironically, they all came to the same decision, which was really nice. And so I was happy with that because I was giving them the option of either way, I was happy with the options I gave them, but it also meant that they got to take part of being in that decision-making process as well, which they really appreciated too. And this is the thing about owning your own business. You know, you get to make up the rules. You get to decide. You get to do things the way you want and on your terms. And, you know, this is the joy of having your business as well, is you get to decide all of these things. And so sometimes when sickness hits, it can feel like a lot because you're like, oh my gosh, like this is going to throw everything out of whack. But it's okay because you get to decide what you do. You get to decide what decisions you make and you get to decide what you do in these instances. And, you know, having some backup plans in place for when these moments occur really does make such a big difference. And so one of those backup plans is, you know, having automation set up in business. So for me, I have automation set up that run behind the scenes for me. So it means that I don't have to be so hands-on doing all these little tasks and activities. So how automations look for me in my business is, you know, clients can still book in with me. Clients can still pay for my services. They can download my freebies, you know, my Power Hour guide, my Power Hour audio. They can jump on the wait list for my upcoming round of Reset and Reignite group coaching program. So there are all these things that can be automated and happen behind the scenes without me actually having to do anything. So, you know, clients can be booking in, paying for things, all whilst I lay on the couch with my kids with the box of tissues watching a movie. And so automations are such a big game changer when it comes to your time, freeing up your time. And then, of course, when you need to take some time off and have some downtime, it makes a big difference. So if you don't have automation set up in your business, I honestly feel like it is such a must, and it is such, it'll make such a difference for you as a mum in business when you already have limited time available to you. And just to not be able to have to be so hands-on with every little step just means it frees up your time for other things. It frees up your time to serve your clients. It frees up your time to sell, to show up, to have time with your family. And so, as you can tell, automations are a big thing that I love to have set up, because it just, the big effect it can have is huge. So that was my past almost 2 weeks. Thankfully, we are all on the mend now. Kids went back to school 2 days ago. I still have a little bit of a raspy voice, so I apologize if that comes through to you. I still have a little bit of a cough, but that's the thing with sickness. You know, even when you're past the symptoms, it still takes a little bit of recovery for your body to bounce back and for your energy levels to bounce back. But I'm very excited to be back on the mend, back on the mic, doing all the things that I love. And I hope that you and your family can avoid and dodge all the seasonal sickness if you are here in Australia. If you're anywhere else in the world and it's warm and sunny, please enjoy it. And know that I'm very jealous as I sit here with my cup of tea, my slippers on, my big knitted jumper with the heater, because cold vibes is not my vibe. So stay warm, stay sickness free, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To learn more, you can go to ReneeO'Neill.com. I'm so grateful for you being here and super glad you've taken the time out for yourself to tune into today's episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to hit subscribe so you can catch the next one when it's released. Also, if you share this podcast to your Instagram stories and tag me at ReneeO'Neill, I will be sure to send you a little gift straight to your DMs as a thank you.